Are you saying you don't touch yourself? That you haven't over the last 5 years?
I swallowed and looked away. His free hand caught my chin, forcing my gaze back to his.
Don't hide from me, Petal.
I have done that, but I can't... You know... I heaved a frustrated sigh and again tried to extract my hand from his grip.
So you're just going to have to think of something else.
He didn't relent. If anything, his jaw set at a stubborn angle, and those green eyes narrowed to slits.
Let me help you with this.
I was about to tell him to go kick rocks, but then I noticed something that changed everything. Z held his breath, as though my trusting him mattered. This was more than just a whim or a little side dish of kink for him. He truly did want to help me. The words tore from my chest as though making a jailbreak. I'll try.
Good girl,
he murmured. His hungry gaze was so full of approval that it made my sex clench.
Lie back. Relax,
he instructed.
Unclench your thighs, Petal. Show me all of your lovely secrets.
Another shuddering breath escaped, and I forced my legs to part. They trembled as I separated them a few inches.
Oh, Emma.
He sighed, as though he was beholding something wondrous.
You're lovely, so pink and puffy and slick.